Stargazer time. Our weekly look at the massive universe around us and what's happening in our dark island skies, as usual. Tapping into the expertise of Christopher Phillips, he's on the line. Welcome back, Christopher. What's in store this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. For this week, stargazers, look out for Jupiter in the morning sky in the east before sunrise. The moon this week will be a mere crescent, bringing with it dark skies that are perfect for stargazing.
Recently on All Things Considered, we were talking about this black hole discovery and mentioning that it involved some observatories and telescopes all over the place. And one of them, I understand, was in Hawaii, and you got more information on that.
Indeed, I do. A team at the Gemini Observatory atop Mauna Kea have collaborated in a global effort to discover one of the most massive black holes known to science. This supermassive black hole weighs in at around 800 million times the mass of our sun. By comparison, our own Milky Way galaxy has a black hole that is a mere 4 million times the mass of our own sun. So this is truly a monster.
Now, where is this thing at?
Well, it has been observed in a galaxy that was thought to have formed just 690 million years after the Big Bang, meaning that the galaxy itself probably no longer exists.
And that's because as we go looking out further into the universe, we're essentially looking back into time.
Exactly. The light that we are detecting from this galaxy has been traveling through space for billions of years. In the time it has taken to reach us, the galaxy has probably ceased to exist, but the black hole may still be around.
So it's kind of like an echo?
It really is. It's like hearing the sonic boom from a passing aircraft. The aircraft is usually long gone before you hear the boom, except in this case, it is light that is traveling through space and not sound.
So it's 13.8 billion years ago that they think time began?
Round about then, yes.
Just because it begs the question, and what was happening before then?
But there is no answer to that, really. You know?
Right. And so how did Gemini even detect this thing?
They used an instrument called the Gemini Near Infrared Spectrograph, which was able to detect infrared light emitted long ago by that distant object. This was only possible due to the thin air over Mauna Kea, which allows us to study wavelengths of light that would otherwise be blocked by the Earth's atmosphere.
It's Christopher Phillips and another phone report. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week for Stargazer.